英文，然后再读中文。
Okay, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
怜悯人的有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
使人和睦的有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So let's look at what the kingdom people are supposed to look like. The outline today is we're going to look at first their attitude and then their response.
这边让我们看见天国的子民是怎么一个样子。今天的大纲就是他们的态度是什么，他们的反应是什么。
The attitude of kingdom people. Verse 3.Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这些天国的子民的他们的态度，第一个就是虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
What is the central message of the gospel?
这个福音的最中心的信息是什么？
Look at Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在马太福音的二章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
六章二十三节又说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
See,We are all fallen sinners.
我们都是堕落的罪人。
The Bible says we are helpless.
我们真的没实在无助。
And that's why we need a Savior, and His name is Jesus.
所以我们必须要有个救主，他的名字就是耶稣。
And so when Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," He's talking about those who realize that they cannot make it on their own.
这些人是什么样的人呢？就是他们已经知道，他们靠着自己是不能够得到救恩的。
They acknowledge that only Jesus can save them.
他们承认，唯有耶稣基督才能够救他们。
They acknowledge, God, I need your help. I can't go on my own.
他们承认说，神啊，我不能够靠我自己，我必须需要你。
What a challenge, right, for us to really be in this poor state where the technology is so advanced these days and we are so capable.
在今天好像什么事都能够做，我们好像很有能力，所以 可见我们这些人是很难承认到这个地步说我需要帮助的。
And we can do so much, we're so capable to the point that we can even clone life itself.
今天我们真的很能干，我们居然能够把自己一个人能够复制，能够克隆出来。
Sometimes we feel like saying, God, we don't really need you. We are like God.
那么我们常常会讲说，神，其实我是不需要你的，我们其实就好像神一样。
Lucifer, Satan, how did he fall?
撒旦魔鬼路斯佛他怎么堕落的呢？
The Bible says he wanted to be like God.
他圣经告诉我，他说我要像神一样。
Adam and Eve, how did they fall?
亚当夏娃他们为什么会堕落呢？
Satan whispered in their ears, you can be like God.
魔鬼跟他微声地讲说，其实你就可以像神一样。
You don't need God.
你不需要有神。
See, the spirit of independence, that's what we're talking about here.
就是我们这种独立的，好像是独立的精神一样。
Now those of us who are, parents, and you know that your children are toddlers, they go through this age where they say, I can do it myself.
如果你养孩子，首先这个小孩，你就会发现他就有一个过程，有一天他会说，我自己来。
And our youngest daughter, Mariah, she just turned 4 and she's going through this stage right now. She's always saying,No, I can do it myself.
我的这个最小的女儿现在4岁，她就有这个过程。每次做什么事情，她就说我自己来。
And we're, trying to pour milk into her little sippy cup, right? This 2-gallon milk jug.
我们有这个牛奶桶，有2个加仑，要倒在她那个小的杯子。他就说我自己来。
I do it myself. I do it myself.
我自己来，我自己来。
We late to meetings. Going to church, we're really late, and was trying to strap her in and buckle her into her car seat.
我们就要去敬拜，要开会了，就把她赶快放在这个车上。他说我自己来，我自己来。
I do it myself. I do it myself.
我自己来。
The other day we tried to She's eating this big piece of pizza, and so we try to use a sharp knife to cut her pizza into little pieces.
有一天我们去吃披萨，那么我们就用一个很尖锐的刀，要把它那个披萨切成小块。
I do it myself. I do it myself.
我自己可以来，我自己来。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at our lives, does it reflect a desperate need for God? He says, God, I can't go on without you.
所以我们看看我们的人生，我们是不是说，我神啊，我没有办法，靠你，不靠你不行了，有没有这种态度呢？
Or do you find yourself saying, God, I do it myself, I do it myself?
还是你跟神说，我自己来，我自己来。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who acknowledge thatThey cannot do it themselves.
虚心的人有福了，就是这些人他能够承认他需要神。
Verse 4, Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Jesus is talking about the sorrow, godly sorrow that we have over our sins in our lives.
神是讲我们在你的心里头有一种圣洁的一种悲痛，对我们的罪的一个悲痛。
Think about this. In the Garden of Eden, in Genesis chapter 3, it tells us that Adam and Eve, they were hiding from God.
在创世纪第三章的时候告诉我们说，这个当他们犯了罪之后，这亚当夏娃就躲开了神的面。
This is paradise, my friends. This is where God and His people are supposed to have perfect communion.
这是伊甸园，是乐园啊，是天堂啊。这个时候，人跟神其实应该有很好的一个联合的。
Why were they hiding from God?
为什么他们逃避神的面呢？
Because sin has entered into the picture.
因为这个罪已经进到了这个世界。
They had sinned against God.
他们对神那个犯了罪。
So when God came to Adam and Eve, He asked them this question.
所以神到了伊甸园的时候，他问他们一个问题。
Have you eaten from the tree of which I told you not to eat from?
你们有没有吃我告诉你们不可吃的那个果子呢？
What would you say if you were Adam?
如果你是亚当的话，你怎么回答这个问题？
Now, let me remind you.When God asks a question, He already knows the answer, all right?
其实神问这个问题之前，他已经知道了答案是什么了。
Now He's not saying,
Adam, where did the forbidden fruit go? I mean, did the monkey get to it? Where is it?
他说那个禁果到哪去了？是不是那个猴子给吃掉了？
I swear it was there yesterday.
我昨天才看见在那边的。
When God asked that question,
当神问这个问题的时候，
He's giving Adam an opportunity to say, God, I'm sorry.
他其实要给亚当一个机会，亚当说对不起，神，我犯了罪。
It's an opportunity for Adam to say, to repent of their sins, of their rebellion against God.
其实是神给他一个机会，让他悔改，来跟神说：“我背逆了你了。”
What did Adam say?
到那块，但是亚当怎么说呢？
It's the woman you gave me.
是你给我这个女人做的事。
Eve said the same thing. It's the serpent. God, you created the serpent.
这夏娃就讲说：“这个是蛇让我吃的。”
Isn't that amazing? Being confronted by the holy God, and instead of repenting of their sins, they try to rationalize away.
你想想看看，是不是很可怜？当这个人遇到了这个神的时候，他不在那边认罪悔改，反而在讲道理。
Not my fault, God. Not my fault.
神啊，不是我错。
See, Christianity is not a set of rules, a set of do's and don'ts.
基督教并不是有一些规条，有些该做的事，有些不该做的事。
I know sometimes it feels like that, but actually it's not. Christianity is a genuine personal relationship with God.
有时候看起来好像是有些规条，但是事实上真正的精神是我们跟这位创造主有一个关系。
Now think about that. Rule versus relationship.
大家想想这个规条跟这个关系，
Big difference.
是非常不同的。
Think about it. If let's say、I am kicking a soccer ball up here.
也许我们在这个足球场，我在踢这个足球。
So I'm kicking the ball and in, out, that's rules, right? In, good, out, or too bad.
我踢的时候踢进了我就好了，踢不进我太糟糕。
Rules, no big deal.
这个是只是规条而已。
But if I kick the ball and the ball landed on Elder Chu's face,
如果我踢了球踢到撒勒门牧师的头的话。
What do we do? What do we do? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay? I didn't mean that. I am sorry.
那我就说啊，对不起，对不起，我有没有伤了你？对不起，对不起。
See, rule, no big deal. Relationship, it's a different story.
如果是规条的话，没什么了不起；如果是关系的话，就很重要了。
But when we violate God, when we hurt God, when we sin against God.And we say, no big deal.
但是我们如果说我们侵犯了神呢，我们犯了神的这个诫命之后，我们说啊，没什么事，没什么。
No big deal, not my fault.
有什么了不起的呢？不是我的错。
Sin in our life, big or small, they break the heart of God.
我们犯罪不论是小的或者是大的，其实是伤了神的心。
I love this prayer. It says, Let my heart be broken about the things that break the heart of God.
我喜欢这样的一句话说，让我那些使神伤心的事伤心。
Jesus says, Blessed are those who grieve over their transgression in their life, forI will comfort those people.
所以神说，你如果对那你的罪在那边伤心伤痛的，神说你必得安慰。
Verse 5, another attitude. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
第五节说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Now think about this word, meekness. It's not a very popular word in our day, in our culture.
温柔在我们世上的时候，好像不是一个非常大家很喜欢的一个词。
During a job interview, if you said, you know what, the chief trait of my personality is meekness.
如果你面试这个找工作面试的时候，你跟那个老板讲说，我人生最大的一个特点就是温柔。
You probably would not get the job.
我想你可能得不到这个工作。
See, because the world thinks of meekness as weakness or timidity.
因为人听到温柔的话，就表示你是很胆怯，是很胆小，没有能力。
But that's not what Jesus is talking about.
但这不是耶稣所讲的。
Look at Psalm 27. Jesus was quoting from Psalm 27.
那么耶稣是这个引用诗篇三十七篇的。
And let me just read you a few verses, see if you can kind of get what Psalm 37 is talking about.
我读一部分，大家就知道这个诗篇三十七篇到底在讲什么。
Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong, but commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Refrain from anger, and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil.For those who are evil will be destroyed, and those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land.
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。你当依靠耶和华而行善，住在地上。以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。还有片石，恶人要归于无有，你就是细查他的住处，也要归于无有。但谦卑的人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Thank you. Do you hear what this psalm is trying to say?
你听到了这个诗篇所要讲的是什么吗？
It's telling us to not take things into our own hands.
就是说我们不要以自己来掌控一切。
It's not trying to manipulate the outcome.
你不要把你的结果在那边在运作。
Instead, it's telling us to submit, right? Submit to God's timing, to trust in God.
而是说我们顺服在神他的旨意跟他的时间里头。
So Jesus is talking when he says blessed are the meek, he's talking to those people, those of us who have a strong desire to be in control.
所以耶稣所讲的时候就对我们这些常常要控制一切的人说，温柔的人有福了。
Any perfectionist here?
在座的有没有那些完美主义者？
Any tiger moms and tiger dads here?
今天有没有那些虎妈虎爸的？
Any control freaks here?
任何有没有一天到晚这个控制狂的有没有在中间？
I know there's a lot, especially in the Chinese church, right?
我想在中国教会的话，一定人很多这种。
Where things have to go my way.
事情要走要我的意思。
Jesus says, blessed are the meek.
耶稣说温柔的人有福了。
Because there's this phrase in English, it says, let go and let God.
因为有句话说，你放开让神来。
Blessed are the meek.
所以温柔的人有福了。
Meekness in the Bible means gentleness and humility.
温柔就是谦虚的意思。
And it's the picture of a powerful animal that's been trained.
用一个图形来讲的话，就是一个非常强大的一个动物了，它是被训练过的。
Now think about these two words, gentleness and humility.
我们看看温柔跟谦卑。
It takes someone who is very strong to be gentle.
这对一个非常强盛的一个人，很难让他变成温柔。
The picture of you've seen pictures like this, a firefighter, very big, tall, and strong.
你会看到一些图片，就是比如 说救火员，他们非常高，非常壮的。
And wiping away the tears on a little girl's cheek.
他居然能够蹲下来，把一个孩子身上、孩子脸上的这个眼泪给擦掉。
See that gentleness.
那个就是温柔了。
Have you noticed it takes someone who is secure to be truly humble?
你有没有看到有一个人非常很自信的人突然之间变成很谦卑呢？
See, many places in the Bible, our Lord Jesus is referred to as being meek.
我们从圣经里头看见，圣经常常讲耶稣是温柔谦卑的。
Because it takes a lot of strength and courage to submit one's will to God's will.
因为非常的难，使得我们一个很强大的人居然能够顺服在权威之下。
Especially here, Jesus prayed, Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
当耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候，他这样说，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不是照我的意思，只是照你的意思。
See the courage, the strength behind those words.
你从这个上面你就看到后面的那个能力跟他的这个勇气讲这些话。
I wonder what God can do in and through our lives if we are meek, if we can say to God, God, not my will, not our will.But your will be done.
所以当我们在人生我们做事的时候，我们是不是能够讲说，主啊，以你的意思为意思，不是以我的意思。
The other attitude of God's people, verse 6, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
下面一个 人生的态度就是，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
This verse,implies that we don't have righteousness.
这句话告诉我们说，我们其实没有神的义。
Because we only hunger and thirst for what we do not have.
因为我们对我们没有的，我们才会去饥渴。
Look at Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
在以赛亚书64章6节的里面告诉我们说，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
See, the Bible tells us very clearly that we don't have righteousness in us.
圣经告诉我们说，在我们里面是没有神的公义的。
But you know what this world tells us?
你知道这个世界告诉我们些什么吗？
Hey, if you think you're right, then you're right.
人家告诉你说，你自己觉得对的，就是对的。
There are no absolutes.
今天没有这个绝对的真理的。
And if you think you're right, well, you're right too.
如果你对的话，你觉得你对，你就对了。
And you are right too.
如果你觉得对，你也是对了。
And you are all right.
大家都对了。
And everybody is right.
每个人都对。
That's what this world is telling us.
今天这个世界就告诉你就是这样。
But there's a book in the Bible, very interesting book called the Book of Judges.
那么在圣经里头有一个很非常有趣的这个一本书，就是《士师记》。
And if you know the story of book of Judges, you see that, oh my goodness, God's people, these are God's people, and they're doing crazy things, like they're raping people, and they're killing people, and they're chopping up their bodies into pieces.
你看到四世纪的话, 你就说, 真是天啊, 这些人是神的子民, 他们做这些奇奇怪怪的事情, 他们强奸, 他们杀人, 然后把人尸体切成一块一块, 真是不得了。
The Bible says, because everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
圣经告诉我们说, 他们个人任意而行。
That's the problem. And that's the problem in our world today.
这就是人的问题, 这个世界上的问题就在这里了。
We need a righteousness that's outside of us. We need God's righteousness in us.
我们有一个义, 必须要追求, 那个义就是神的义。
And that's why Jesus says, blessed are those who have a strong passion to seek God's righteousness.
耶稣讲说，饥渴慕义的人是有福了。So
let me sum up these four verses we just talked about, right? The kingdom of God belongs to those people who realize they can't do it themselves, but they need to rely on God.
所以我们来总结一下，这个天国的子民，第一就是他们认清了，他们是需要有。
Let's look at the next four verses.
让我们看看下面另外四节.
It describes the response of God's people when they have the King, King Jesus, living in them.
就是天国的子民，当天国的王住在他们心中的时候，他们的反应是什么？
Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy.
连续的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Why should we show mercy? Because we have been shown mercy by God.
我们为什么要连续人？因为神先连续了我们。
And the mercy that we give to people, they are God's mercy for us.
我们之所以能够连续人，是因为神将他的连续已经赐给我们了。
Listen to many verses in the Bible that talks about how we are supposed to be channels of God's blessings to others.
看圣经里头有很多怎么样，我们成为耶稣基督神的爱的一个管道。Listen,
forgive as the Lord has forgiven you.
你得了饶恕，是因为神先饶恕了我们。And
this one, we love because He first loved us.
我们爱是因为他先爱了我们。And
the king said to his servant, shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
你对你的仆人应该连续，因为我已经连续你一样吗？
See, merciful. We are merciful to others because we have received mercy from God.
我们愿意饶恕别人，我们愿意连续别人，因为人先饶恕我们，先连续了我们。Someone
said to John Wesley, I can never forgive. I will never forgive.
有人就跟约翰威斯理说，我绝对不能原谅。有的人我就是不能够原谅。John
Wesley said to him, well then I hope you never sin.
那约翰威斯理就说，我希望
Because we all need mercy. Now I know at times there are people in our life, they are very difficult. Remember, we will never be called upon to give mercy more than we were given mercy.
我们绝对不会有这种情况，说神要我们得到了这个连续里头给出更多的。I
was reading your bulletin, and I saw how one of the items in item number 5 is about volunteering at the food lifeline to help the needy and the homeless people.
今天我来的时候，我看到你们的程序单，就看到第五项，就是你们要举办一个事情，要到去帮助人家，这个给这些 homeless 他们有这个食物的分配。
See, that is called being merciful.
这就是连续。
That is called showing mercy to those people who need mercy.
这就是你展示你对别人的连续。
And that's what I have kind of observed and see what God is doing in many churches today. God is moving His people to participate in ministries of caring for the needy and for the poor.
我就在各教会，我们就发现一件事情，就基督教里头，我们看见很多教会神就带领着做这些。帮助别人的这些事工。
At our church, we are many fellowships. They have already partaken in this regular. They do it once a month, once quarter. It becomes part of their fellowship. Is there to go out to serve the homeless, the teenagers, the homeless teenagers. It's a part of our fellowship now.
在我们教会有很多的团契，他们所做的事情就是每个月出去帮助这些没有无家可归的，或者是帮助这些孩童他们的读书，帮助他们。
And one of the things our church is thinking about doing is to partner with Union Gospel Mission, where we can host or serve the homeless shelter for women.
我们教会也做一些事情，要跟这个 Union Gospel 这些 Center 能够合作，能够做一些能够收容这些无家可归的这些这个家庭。
See, I really believe that's what God is doing in many, many churches now.
我就很深信，这就是神在各教会现在要我们所做的事情。
And that's what kingdom people do because they have been shown mercy and now they want to.Share that love with others.
这就是天国子民该做的事，因为他们受了神的怜悯，所以他们愿意把神的怜悯传给这些需要帮助的人。
Look at verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
The mark of a kingdom person regenerated by God, his desire now.Is to live in the light.
当一个天国子民受了神的光照之后，他要活出来的生活就是清心。
1 John 1:5-6, it says, God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with God and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth.
约翰一书那边讲说，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息，我们若说是与神相交却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
Let me ask you a question.
让我来问你这个问题。
What do you do when you smell something really bad?
当你闻到一些很难闻的东西的时候，你心里在想什么？
Look at this picture.
我们看看这个照片。
Right? What if you're driving behind this car?
如果你开车在这个车子后面。
What's your immediate reaction?
你第一个反应是什么？
You turn off the vents, right?
你把这个风口赶快把它关起来。
Because you don't want to breathe in all that dirty stuff.
你不愿意呼吸这些脏的这个东西。
Or some of us, we can relate to this next one. Look at this picture.
我们看到下面一个照片。
A public restroom.
在一个公用的一个厕所。
Oh, so dirty and stinky.
脏的要死，从来没清过。
And how about this? Do we have a honey bucket?
哦，一个照片，看这个，像一个上厕所这个东西。
You know, I don't know about you, but I try very, very hard to never have to use one of those.
我不知道你们是怎么样，我每次到外面，我就 一直忍一忍，能够不上就最好。
But this last summer, I didn't have a choice because our family we were in the park and I really had to go.
在这个暑假，我们全家到外面去，我们都到急到一个不得不上的。
And so I went into this honey bucket.
我就进到这个厕所里去。
And you would not believe what I saw.
你不可以想象我看见什么。
I mean.Who knows how long that thing has not been serviced?
你不知道这个东西多久没有来人来清了。
And I said that because the stuff inside the honey bucket, it was filled to the brim.
因为这个厕所里面那些鱼都倒了满了，只会到口了。
It was so gross.
哎呀，真是臭死了。
I could not even look at it.
我看都不看，不好意思看。
I have a picture to show you. No, just kidding.
我本来要给你们看，但是不好意思让你们看。
What do you do?
你在这种情况，你该怎么办呢？
This is what I do, right?
我闷着鼻子。
Right? And I do what I have to do, and then I rush out of there to a where the air is so fresh, and I go. Like that, right?
我赶快做完事做出来，然后赶快吸一些新鲜空气。
So this is the question.
所以这个就是问题了。
Do we do that spiritually?
在我们的属灵的生活，我们是不是这样来行呢？
Do we protect our heart and our mind?
我们是不是来保护我们的心跟我们的这个头脑，这个头脑呢？
When we see something that we should not see, that we know are not good for us, what do we do?
当我们看到一些我们不该看的事情的时候，我们应该怎么办？
When we allow our mind to think aboutAngry thoughts.
当我们的思想想到一些这个很生气的一些事的时候
，negative thoughts.
那些负面的这个思维
，depressing thoughts.
那些非常沮丧的想法
，lustful thoughts.
或者是非常淫乱的一些思想。
What do we do?
我们应该怎么办呢？
Look at this verse, Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, excellent, and praiseworthy, think about such things.
凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
See, it's telling us, do not think about the things that are not good for us, but to think about the things that are from God.
所以圣经告诉我们说，对那些不好的事情，你不要去思念，要思念那些从上头来的话。
See, the sign of a kingdom person is who has the Holy Spirit living in them.They have a passion to live in purity.
所以当一个神的子民，当有圣灵在他们身上住的时候，他所活出来的就是那些圣洁的这个生活。
Verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
God wants us to be peacemakers.
神要我们使人和睦。
See, now, there's a difference between peacemakers and peace lovers.
这个使人和睦跟这个爱好和平是不同的。
See, peace lovers, they are those people who want peace so much to the point that they avoid any conflict with people.
热爱和平的人，他们想要有这个和平，但所以他们就常常躲避任何的冲突。
Their issues, there are problems there, but they pretend they're not there because they are peace lovers.
那么他们有很多的问题，很多的冲突， 他们不去面对， 为什么？ 因为他们是爱好和平的人。
But peacemakers, in the midst of issues and problems, they confront the issues, they confront the problems, and they make peace.
但是使人和睦的人， 他们是面对这些困难， 面对这些事物， 要使人都能够得和睦。
You know, in this world, there will always be problems. There will always be issues. There will be issues in the church.
在这个世界里头， 到处都有困难， 到处都有问题。 在教会里头也有许多的问题。
And the peacemaker is the one who takes the initiative to confront the issue and to make peace.
使人和睦的人就是他们会面对这些问题，然后来解决这些问题。
Jesus is the ultimate peacemaker.
耶稣基督他就是最终极的那位使人和睦的人。
He came to make peace with us.
他来到这个世界就使得我们得平安。
Yes, and he came to reconcile us, to make peace between us and God.
他来到这个世界使得我们与神相合。
And he's called us to be peacemakers as well.
他也呼召我们要成为使人和睦的人。
And when we, those of us who take the initiative to make peace with people.
所以这就是我们必须要主动的去使人和睦。
And when we make peace with people, and when we bring people together, God says, that's my boy. That's my girl, and I am so proud of them.
当我们开始做这些事，使人和睦的时候，解决人的中间的问题的时候，当神看见我们，就说：“这是我的儿子，这是我的女儿，这是我的子民。”
Lastly, verse 10: Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
最后说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Now God is not calling us to go out there and start riots and look for persecution.
今天神并不是告诉我们说你到外面去作乱，然后得很多的这个伤害。
But if we live as kingdom people, the way God wants us to live, we will suffer persecution.
但是如果我们愿意成为神的子民的时候，我们就常常会受到逼迫。
Especially in our time and age today.
特别是到了今天这个时代的时候，基督徒会遭受逼迫。
Another translation says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted by living for God."
另外一个有的翻译本是说，那些被人逼迫的人，因为他们照着神的话去生活的人。
Simply by living for God. Simply by living as Christians, doing what God wants us to do, we will be persecuted.
当我们照着神的旨意去行去生活的时候，我们就可能遭受了逼迫。
Because this is a world with a different, very different agenda.
因为今天的世代，他们有一些的，他们所要做的事情是非常不同的。
A picture is worth a thousand words.
一个图片就胜过千言万语。
Look at this picture.
再看看这个照片。
Go against the flow.
当你要往逆流而行的时候。
Do you see that little Christian fish in there?
你看到那个基督徒的一个象征的那个鱼吗？
How lonely, huh?
是非常的孤单的。
How challenging.
是非常有挑战性。
It's so hard to go against the flow.
要逆流而上, 违反这个世界的潮流, 是非常困难的。
And one of the hardest questions that we need to ask ourselves is, can people even see the difference that God has made in my life?
有一个问题我们必须要问我们自己的，我们能不能让世界看到我们为神而活的时候有什么样的不同？
If the world does not see the difference that God made in our life, trust me, you are not going against the flow. You're going with the flow.
如果在这个世界上看到没有看到我们是与世界不同的时候，其实你就同流而污，跟着他们一起走了。
When we decide to follow Christ, we have decided to go against the flow.
当我们愿意与照着耶稣基督的旨意去行的时候，我们就已经立下志愿，要跟这个世界小走相反的路。
As we go against the flow, we are going to pay a price.
所以当我们这样做的时候，我们就常常会要付一个代价。
We are going to be very uncomfortable.
我们就会非常的不舒服了。
We're going to be not as popular.
我们就不是跟别人一样。
We might even lose some relationships.
也许我们一些关系就断裂破裂了。
But God says, Jesus says, count yourself blessed.Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
圣经讲说，你就要知道你是蒙福的，因为天国是属于你们的。
Just like the followers of Jesus Christ, the apostles, after they were jailed, after they were beaten, after they were persecuted, they said these things. Acts chapter 5, verse 41 says, they left rejoicing.Because they have been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
当使徒他们受逼迫之后，他们出去的时候，他们这样讲说，圣经讲说，他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这名受辱。
Suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus Christ.
他们就受苦受难是因着耶稣基督的名。
So let me sum up these four verses we talked about. When we have the King Jesus in our lives, in our hearts, we can't help it but be merciful, be pure, be peacemakers, and to live for Christ even in the face of persecution.
所以我来总结这后面四节，就是当我们成为一个神的子民的时候，我们就能够连续人是清心的，是使人和睦的，而且在这个世界中会愿意受逼迫。
Now I know that the things we talked about today are not very popular.
今天我所讲的，也许对别人来讲是非常不是很大家都觉得很 popular.
Because that's what God wants to remind us today is we are kingdom people.People of a different kingdom.
但神要借着这些话告诉我们说，我们是另外一个国度，是天国的子民。
An unusual case, a true story, an unusual case was reported at a police department on the East Coast.
那么有一件事真正是发生的事情，是在警察局的时候，在这个东部的发生了一件事情。
A break-in occurred at a famous department store.
那么在一个非常有名的一个百货公司，突然有人闯进去了。
But later when the police got there, they were confused because they could not identify anything that was stolen or damaged.
但警察去了之后发现好像没有东西被偷，没有被东西被破坏。
It wasn't until a few days later, the store owner, he realized that they had been the victims, they were the victims of a practical joke.
那么过了几天之后，这个百货公司的老板才发现是有一些人开了些玩笑。
See, instead of stealing the merchandise, the culprits, they got in there and they swapped the price tags.On different items of clothing.
这人不是去偷，进去之后他把价钱裱了，分别了，好，便宜的放贵的放便宜。
Who wants to go shopping there now?
谁愿意跑那边去买东西呢？
Imagine this, the very, very, very expensive items were now very cheap.
你想想看，那个本来是非常非常贵重的这个东西，突然变成了。
And the very cheap items Now they were like thousands of dollars.
这些本来是很便宜的东西，现在贵得不得了，几千块。
Now think about it.
你想想看。
That's exactly what's happened in our world today.
你知道吗？今天这个社会，这个世界，就是这么一回事儿。
The values have been swapped.
人的价值观改变
了。What is so valuable, highly valuable in the eyes of God?Are looked down upon in this world.
在神眼中看为贵重的事情，今天在这个世界上被人看不起。
But what is so detestable in God's eyes, people sought after.
今天在神认为是非常卑贱的东西，今天人真的要去抢夺。
And so, as kingdom people, every day we need to make that choice: God's way or the world way.
所以我们基督徒，我们成为神的子民，我们每一天都要做一个选择，是神的路呢，还是世界的路？
Wouldn't it be terrible one day when we are face to face with the King?
如果我们有一天面对面遇见神的时候，那个时候是怎么样的发生呢？
And then you realize.Something that you pay so much price for, something that you make so much sacrifice for, they're meaningless.
有些事情你花了很多重价去买，你花了很多的努力去追求，到头来是一文不值。
And that you should have invest your time, your energy, your life on some things where you totally neglected.
本来应该花时间去追求去努力的，结果你竟然一点事都没做。
May God help all of us through this message that He would open the eyes of our heart, our spiritual eyes.
求神帮助我们能够敞开我们的属灵的眼睛。
That we will see what God sees, that we will value what God values.
使得我们能够尊重神所尊重的。把这些不神不愿意的，我们把它抛弃。
And that every day we will live as people of the kingdom, God's kingdom.
而且我们能够每一天生活，表现出我们是神的子民。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today.
主啊，我们感谢你今天向我们说话。
Reminding us that we do not belong to this world, but we belong to a different kingdom.
你告诉我们说，我们不属这个世界，我们是属另外一个国度。
Lord, please forgive us because so often we forget that and we have turned around and simply gone with the flow.
主啊，求主你赦免我们，我们常常没有看见，我们反而跟着世界。同流合污了。
Lord, help us. Help us to follow you, Jesus Christ.
主啊，求主你帮助我们跟随耶稣。
Help us to go against the flow.
让我们这个能够逆流直上。
So that we can truly be the true light of this dark world.
使得我们在这个黑暗世代成为真光。
In Jesus' name, We pray.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.